Hello and welcome to another episode of our new podcast, Marquette in Milwaukee. In this podcast, we'll explore the connections between Marquette University and the city it calls home, Milwaukee. I'm your moderator, Chris Jenkins, and our host is the 24th president of Marquette University, Mike Lovell. Our guests for this episode of Marquette in Milwaukee are Ted Balestrieri, co-owner of Sendix Food Market, and Keith Stanley, executive director of Avenues West and the Near West Side Partners. First question is for Mike. Mike, why was it important to you to have Keith and Ted as your guests here today?
Well, you know, we've made so much progress on the Near West Side, and I really wanted to highlight the work that both Keith and Ted have been such an integral part of. You know, we're blessed to have such a great CEO on the Near West Side. In fact, Keith was just recognized as the executive of the year by the Business Times for nonprofits. And the way he's coalesced us all around this initiative has just been amazing, and to see all of us working together. And Teddy, I think that, you know, we've talked before, you know, other parts of the country, the way the cities, the first step of turning it around is bringing a grocery store to that part of the city, the food deserts. And Teddy and his family have really just stepped forward and made an investment not only to Marquette, but the whole Near West Side by bringing Ascendix to the Near West Side. And so I thought it was really important to really highlight the great work that they're doing as we talk about the progress we've been making.
Keith, as Mike mentioned, you recently were named Nonprofit Executive of the Year by the Milwaukee Biz Times. What did that honor mean for you and the Near West Side?
Well, I would share with a lot of people that for me it's an exciting honor. However, I am just a face of the organization, Near West Side Partners, and it's really exciting to see the partnership and the people behind the work we're doing and the momentum. So even though I am honored and appreciative of this award, this recognition, I have to go back to having a strong, committed board and partners who believe in the overall mission of the Near West Side Partners. And it's been an absolutely amazing ride for these past 3 years.
Yeah. Since you've been here in this role, what are some of the kind of high-level accomplishments that you'd highlight that you and the team have kind of put together in the Near West Side?
There's been a couple of things. I know we may further in this podcast may talk about the Sendix store, but that was, really a highlight. We're talking about a community who hasn't we haven't had a grocery store in the past 35, 40 years. I also say the work and Marquette University really led the charge on this with the MUPD, having them become a commissioned police department. And now the collaboration we have with MUPD and the chief, Paul Mascari, it's been amazing. I mean, we really have a great partnership. And I think it is overall the momentum, seeing the partners coming together once a month and our executive committee meetings and having people involved. To me, that's some of the highlight to see that work that we're doing behind the scene.
Yeah, you mentioned Sendix.
Yes.
There's also a farmer's market, I believe, too.
That's right. And so we're in a collaboration with the Milwaukee Center for Independence, MCFI. We have a 7-week farmer market that starts at the beginning of August, and we it's growing. And so we're excited to see that we're also finding out other ways that we can turn the tide when it comes to not having fresh produce in the Near West
Side. Right, fresh food. What does that mean to a neighborhood?
Oh, that's absolutely amazing. I would joke around earlier when we first started that the Near West Side, I'm trying to eat healthier, as we all try to do, eat healthier, and there was probably not one place I can go in the Near West Side to get kale. And even though that's a small thing, but if you think about a community and you think about where you live, you want to be able to go get kale and milk and butter and cheese and everything else, and to have a place where now I can go pick up fresh to go and pick up fresh produce. And I love the fruit cups with the cut up pineapples and strawberries. That is amazing for a community when you don't have it. And I think sometimes you may take that for granted, but for community, we haven't seen that. It's truly amazing. And combine that with the farmer's market, it's really helpful.
Ted, you're a third-generation grocery store owner. Some of our listeners may know that Sendix got its start, I believe, as a food cart in the Third Ward. Is that right?
A long time ago, yes.
In some ways, when you opened a new store on the Marquette campus back in August, was this kind of going back to your roots, as the family's roots as a grocer on the downtown?
Yeah, I think so for many reasons. First of all, just the size of it. I mean, yours, I'd say, for a period of time, we wouldn't have thought of opening a store that was less than 40,000 square feet. And here we opened a store at 4,600 square feet, which is much more the size that the original stores back in when we opened them in the 1920s, that was the size. So for many reasons, going back to our roots. And, you know, just to emphasize what Keith was talking about, having a fresh food option, we've been delighted by the response from the neighborhood. And in particular, produce and fresh food is really our calling card. The neighborhood and the students have encouraged us to even carry more of that product. And so that's been just a real pleasant surprise. I think somewhat the fact that the location is not that far from the Third Ward, where all the, you know, our family, when they immigrated to Milwaukee back in the early part of the 20th century, that's where they were located. And our history is such that we started really peddling fruit on the Lower East Side of Milwaukee. And so to now be in the near West Side is really, really gratifying.
So the Senex location near Marquette's campus opened in August. How's business so far?
It's been wonderful. And I can tell you that in three ways. Number one, the students have been great. They've really been enthusiastic. And I have to say a compliment to Marquette and Dr. Lovell and the whole administration at Marquette. It's probably the nicest group of students I've ever come in contact with. And as an alumnus, I feel very proud of the fact that this is a university that I attended. And then and the administration has been incredibly supportive. So, and then lastly, the community itself, the residents that live there, we have regular customers. They come in every day. We know them by name and by sight, and they've been really supportive and have been really, we're thankful that they're coming into the store, but they've expressed how thankful they are that we're there. And to make that type of impression, to have that kind of involvement in a community, that's really up our alley. We really enjoy that. And so for all those reasons, we're very proud of the location. It's really just hanging out there is a lot of fun just because of the sense of space and the coolness factor of it. Most of the business that we are getting is walk-up traffic. So that it's even though we have some parking spots, they aren't really ever, you know, so it's very much an urban setting, kind of like a store you would find in New York City. And it's just really vibrant and fun. So for all those reasons, it's been really great.
Important question here. Your go-to order at Sendix, Mike, you first.
Well, I love the paninis. You know, that's a staple. You know, if you want to grab something really quick for lunch, it's going to be really good. And that's my go-to.
Keith, do you have a go-to order at Sendix yet?
Yes, I do. The staff, we are hooked now on Sushi Wednesdays.
Yes, absolutely.
So when we are looking for lunch on Wednesdays, we're walking over to Sendix to get Sushi Wednesdays.
And you are not the only one doing that, because that is very popular. Ted, I know it's probably like naming your children. You can't choose a favorite. But
that's too much. I'll just say the whole produce department is awesome. But Wicked brownies are just awesome too. So anyway,
I would mention that the pre-made sandwiches are very good for people who are looking for lunch in a hurry. So that's my go-to. The roast beef and cheddar is very good.
Awesome.
Ted, I want to nerd out a little bit about grocery store design. That's you mentioned it. It's a very small space. You go in there, it doesn't look like a very small space. How did you guys make that work?
You know, we have really talented design people, and my sister Margaret Harris is really involved in the design, and my brother Nick, the two of them really collaborated to come up with the design along with a very good architect that we deal with. And the idea was to really make it bright, and so you can see that in the color that's put into the space. Gives it a feel of openness, and having a combination where we're trying to create a space where we have a lot of product in it, but we don't want it to look claustrophobic. So there are some where we can, we've extended the height of the shelving in certain spots and then lowered it in others. And I think the result combined with some of the exterior windows just creates a very nice, happy feel. And it's like I said, it's just fun to hang out down there. There's a vibrancy to it.
Keith, another topic you brought up earlier was the Marquette University Police Department. It's been just over 3 years since they became an official police department. One of the goals of that was to improve safety in the neighborhood. How do you think that's gone so far?
It's been tremendous. When just a few months after the commissioning of the Marquette University Police Department, we saw numbers for Avenues West plummet as far as crime numbers. We're excited, and it was double digit decreases in crime numbers. We're excited because not only of that, but there's a true partnership with MUPD and the local community. There's also a true partnership with MUPD and the other anchor institutions. And so Paul, Chief Mascari, who leads the MU Marquette University Police Department, is also on the Nearest Side Partners Safety Working Team. He's a co-chair, working closely with Mike Cummings from Aurora Healthcare, who also leads their safety initiatives on their campus. And we've been able to see not only the crime decrease in areas of the Near West Side, but this partnership and this a collaboration that allows us to now, the anchor institutions along with NSI partners, we have a clear real-time communication system. So if things, God forbid, were to happen, we are able to communicate and connect to each other. That is, these anchor institutions with their 100-plus years of history, respectively, in the neighborhood, to have that type of level of communication is absolutely amazing. It's really great to have MUPD lead the charge, bringing us closer together to deal with some of the challenges we face in the Near West Side. So the MUPD, the commissioning, I know Dr. Lovell can speak more to it, but it's been absolutely amazing working in relation with us. I actually sit on the community advisory board. I work closely with a chief and work closely with others, Captain Jeff Krantz, and it's a beautiful partnership.
Mike, it says Marquette University Police Department on the side of the squad cars, but it's not just for us. It's for the whole community, right?
Yeah, and so, you know, our patrol zone extends well beyond, you know, the boundaries of our campus. And it's really, you know, not only to, you know, help our students and faculty and staff feel safe, but it's also to make the whole community safer. And what I'm most proud about is, you know, our campus, the crime statistics, you know, burglaries down 47%, robberies down 26%. Then you go into the Near West Side, they're almost identical, you know, decreases. And first of all, those decreases are unheard of anywhere to have, you know, over a period of a short period of time, you know, having, you know, up to 50% decrease in crime. But certainly, you know, the work we're doing, and also, you know, we're working with the DA's office, you know, have a local prosecution unit in the Near West Side that are working collaboratively with our police. All of these things add up. And one of the great things is that the community members, people that live in the community, they can talk to the DA, if they can talk to MUPD so that we understand what the challenges are, what the problems are, and we can address them.
Ted, did the presence of MUPD in the neighborhood give you additional confidence about as a business owner? Did that make a difference?
Well, sure. I mean, for any retailer, the safety of the customers is something that's very much on our mind. And having the MUPD in close proximity and available has been great. I would just say that as you're down in that area, there's just a sense that you get of really safety and security. And I think that that's a shared commitment from MUPD, the district attorney's office, the anchor organizations, and the community. I think it's a really great collaboration of all of these people coming together and just saying, hey, we want this to be a wonderful place to live and work and shop.
I just want to add to, and Dr. Lovell mentioned this, is that the partnership with the district attorney's office, I mean, that's really unique. In an era where the city of Milwaukee, and for that matter, our municipalities across the country are cutting back, the partnership of the Near West Side Partners has allowed us to tap into those resources that may not have been available to other communities, where we actually have an assistant district attorney in the neighborhood that will help us with not just the prosecution aspect of things, but strategies to deter crime, strategies to make sure that the people who are doing development, who are interested in improving their properties, are doing the right things when it comes to crime prevention, make sure they have the right setup, cameras, landscaping, things of that nature. And so I think that partnership, I think, definitely shouldn't be overlooked, because there are communities, they don't have that resource. And if it wasn't for the Near West Side Partners and our five anchors, we wouldn't have that.
Keith, beyond safety, how are the five anchor institutions, which we should mention are Marquette, Aurora, Harley, MillerCoors, and Pottawatomie, helping to improve the Near West Side neighborhoods? How's it helped the community here?
Well, it's a couple of things. One, we have our Near West Side partners with the five anchors. We have a program called PARC, Promoting Assets, Reducing Crime. Now, we talked about the RC a little bit earlier, the reducing crime aspect, but there's a promoting asset aspect that I want to just delve in just for a few seconds here, which is that the Near West Side is full of assets, historical assets, schools, university, museums, concert halls, entertainment venues. And so we see with this partnership with the Near West Side being able to really promote and tout what we have in the Near West Side. We have a replica of the Taj Mahal on 30th in Wisconsin, the Triple I Shrine Center. It could never be replaced, and if anyone tried, it'd be billions of dollars. We have places like the Rave Eagles Concert Club. And so we're able to, with the partnership, to highlight this great neighborhood, these historic, beautiful turn-of-the-century homes, the history behind the beer history of the state of Wisconsin and Milwaukee. And so I think the partnership allows us to really focus in and let people know through media, through press, through tours about this great neighborhood. The fact that the Harley-Davidson was founded within that neighborhood, and that in the shed, which is no longer there, is marked at a location. Those stories and that history can't be replaced. And so that partnership allows us to tell that story. And the other thing is that we want to also just in general promote our businesses. Right now we have the number one soul food restaurant in the city of Milwaukee, Daddy's Soul Food on 27th.
It's phenomenal. Go there.
And so we have these great things, and I think the partnership is okay. We're going to deal with the face and deal with the realities of the crime that we have in the area. And I do believe the perception is always larger than reality. But we also want to tout the fact that we have brewery tours every day at MillerCoors, and we have NCAA games at Marquette University. And so people can really come and enjoy themselves, and they do, and have a good time in the Near West Side.
Mike, what have you seen? I know this is one of your favorite projects you've been involved in here.
Well, you know, I've often said, you know, I've been involved in a lot of things throughout my career, and this one maybe is the most important or have the biggest impact. You know, I look back someday, because when you can transform, you know, a part of the city, it's something that, you know, I look at Keith and I just feel privileged to be part of this. And again, it's not one of the institutions in the Near West Side could have done this, but by working and partnering together, and you know, a group of us were went to West Philadelphia to see how Penn did it. And you know, one thing, it took Penn 17 years, but what the thing that struck all of us was they were doing it by themselves, and we were on the bus with 23 people from the West Side. In fact, there were so many people wanting to go, we had to cut it off. They wanted to be part of this. You know, I said, boy, I know we can do this. And matter of fact, before the very first CEO forum we had for the Near West Side, when we first talked about working together, I took the anchor institutions, which weren't just the big five, but all the smaller ones, and we did a two-block radius around each of the institutions, and it covered 80% of the neighborhood. So clearly, we saw that if we worked together, we could make it happen.
Ted, before you were involved as a business owner in this area, did you kind of see how the Near West Side partners banded together, and what did you think of that when it first started?
Well, from a distance, I was aware a little bit about what was going on. But as we were doing our due diligence in deciding whether or not to locate a store in the Near West Side, we became much more aware of what was going on. And then, since then, really understanding the power of having these anchor institutions in a community that's committed on many levels, from elected officials to residents, it's really been exciting, I think, to be a part of something that I think is truly unique and a model that's being created for other communities. And as Keith was talking about the historical significance of the area, I look at what's happening in Milwaukee and the potential for the Near West Side, and I just think that it's limitless. The housing stock, the beautiful scenery, and the potential there is just—it's really the epicenter of a lot of what's happening that's good in our community.
Mike, are there other ways in which Marquette students and faculty are involved in the Near West Side?
I mean, what's great about our students is how they volunteer their time to help others less fortunate themselves. And so there are at least, you know, a half dozen sites in the West Side where our students are every day, you know, trying to make a difference and you know, help those less fortunate themselves. And so, and it even goes to, you know, whenever we have a neighborhood cleanup, you know, we literally have hundreds of students that go out and are cleaning up the near West Side neighborhood. Whenever, I think it was Merrill Park, you know, I can't tell you how many students we had involved in helping transform that park. So to me, you know, we're already doing a lot, but, you know, and one thing, Keith works very closely with Dan Bergen in Office of Community Engagement. And so Keith and Dan, you know, they help provide the opportunities for our students and faculty and staff to use their time and talents.
Keith, what else have you seen from Marquette students and faculty in terms of their involvement in the Near West Side?
Several things I want to say. First of all, Marquette has been tremendous. And people would speak of this bubble. I don't see the bubble anymore, Dr. Lovell, and that's, I don't see it. It's just, it's tremendous, whether it's Marquette University's Social Innovation Office, Center for Peacemaking. Dr. Lovell mentioned the Office of Community Engagement, Dan Bergen, the Office of Public Affairs, Office of Marketing and Communication. I and the Near West Side Partners staff and the folks associated with the Near West Side Partners initiative, we've connected on so many levels with Marquette. And I'll give you a recent example. This weekend, over the weekend on Saturday, we had our Block Build. Block Build is in partnership with Revitalize Milwaukee, which is a group that focuses on improving homes within the city of Milwaukee. And they do about 365 homes a year. We did 10 of those homes on Saturday between the hours of 5 a.m. and 7 p.m. with the support of mostly Marquette University students. And here we are having these Marquette students with their sleeves rolled up, helping install toilets, redoing porch decks, and improving the lives of people, veterans, elderly, disabled people within the Near West Side community. It was so heartwarming. I commend Marquette University's commitment to this neighborhood. It's been absolutely tremendous.
Keith, if someone from the Milwaukee area were visiting the Near West Side for a day trip, what would you recommend they do? You mentioned Daddy's, obviously. I would consider that a highlight. What else is there for people to visit that they might want to check out?
Good question. I probably would say I would start off with some coffee at the Bayou there at the Memorial Union in the morning. I then would probably see if I get a tour of the Church Jesu. I would then see if I also get a tour of the Rave Eagles Club because it's right there on 24th in Wisconsin. I either would do lunch at the Ambassador Hotel or at Daddy's and then get a tour of the Triple I Shrine Center, which is absolutely amazing. It's a crown jewel. And then there's several beautiful mansions, the Brumder, the Schuster, the Mandalay, that you can absolutely just spend a lot of time in. They actually have high tea there, I think, with one at the Schuster. And then I probably would end up, if I didn't do lunch, if I did lunch at Daddy's, I would probably go ahead and do happy hour at the Ambassador. They have an amazing happy hour. I had some great chicken wings last night. and then maybe even catch a concert at the Rave. I mean, the Near West Side is chock full of amazing nicks and corners. We're open for doors open. People, one of the top five destinations is the Catholic Financial Life Building because there's a rooftop pool. I think there's only three of them in the city of Milwaukee, and also the Triple I Shrine Center. And I know I mentioned that, but there are amazing sights to see.
And you could grab some groceries on the way out.
Yes, that's right.
in a brew tour at Miller.
That's right, Miller Coors Brewery tour. That's absolutely right.
Mike, I'll ask you this first. What are some of the biggest challenges left for the Near West Side going forward, and how do you hope to tackle those challenges?
Well, I think what we're really focusing on now is corridor development. And one of the things I'm very excited about, actually, last time I saw both Keith and Teddy were when we the distillery. Was the last time I saw both of them. We brought eight new businesses into the Near West Side just this year, right, which I'm very proud of. But we need to continue that momentum to fill out the corridors, particularly on 27th and 35th Street. I think those are the two corridors where I really think we need those to become vibrant, you know, have more shopping, more restaurants, and, you know, just really activate, you know, that part of the city. And again, we've already talked about how, you know, maybe on 16th and Wells, you know, it's very much of an urban walking community there. We needed to have the 27th and 35th be the same way.
Absolutely. What do you see, Keith?
I share Dr. Lovell's sentiments. I do think that commercial corridor really is a main priority. Only thing I probably would additionally add to that is our housing. I mentioned about those beautiful turn of the century Queen Anne Victorian homes. However, you know, that's not an option for everybody, and they're quite expensive to maintain. So we're working closely with the partners of the New Westside Partnership and along with others within the city of Milwaukee to take a serious look at our housing and how can we make the New Westside more attractive to millennials who aren't looking really for ownership opportunities. We're looking for more high quality rental opportunities. That's going to take some work. And I think we have the partners in the development community that we can begin to have conversations with on how do we really tackle that issue. I mean, like I mentioned that historical aspect, but a lot of people really don't want to embrace a 4,000 square foot home to maintain and to heat during the winter. And so we want to make sure we have housing options available for everyone.
Ted, as a business owner in this area, what would you say to other potential business owners who may be kicking the tires?
I would say that I think the best is yet to come. So I think as the advantage is going to be time. And as time continues to go and as more people get invested, as the commercial corridor gets more vibrant, as the housing, as Keith mentioned, continues to grow, the best is yet to come. So now's a good time to invest in the Near West Side and plant your stake in what really is a vibrant community that's going places.
Mike, the long-term idea with the five anchor institutions is to have people who work at these institutions live in the neighborhood potentially. I know we already have some of that going on. Do you see more of that happening in the near and long-term future? Oh,
certainly. And there's 30,000 people that come to work in our neighborhood every day. And one of the goals of the Near West Side Partners is to create more walk-to-work programs. And we're already seeing it now. You know, we have many families, you know, actually some of our faculty and staff that live in the Near West Side now. And I think that's those populations are certainly growing. And I hear all the time that, you know, from some of the people on the campus, when their kids, you know, finally off to college and move out of the house, they want to move into the Near West Side, you know, as a place to live. And so when we did a survey of all the employees, and, you know, their number one concern when we first started this was about living there, what had to do with safety. And so we have turned a corner on the safety. And I think that over time, that's going to be less and less of an issue. So now it's just a matter of, as Keith said, getting the housing stock that fits the demographics of the people that come to work there every day.
Keith, you're right. There are some gorgeous houses there, and people may not know that. How would you encourage people to take a look at that?
Oh, definitely visit the Near West Side Partners website. I would encourage to visit, and you can just Google Near West Side Partners. We're going to pop up first. We have a couple things. One, they can sign up for the e-newsletter where we actually feature homes on the Near West Side. And then also they can always reach out to the Near West Side Partners and myself. We are looking at areas that we can encourage people to really consider. There are housing opportunities now for those who are interested in single family and duplex. A little more challenging if they're looking for condos, a little more challenging if they're looking for 2 or 3 bedroom rental units. But for the single family and the duplex, we definitely have areas that we would love to be able to embrace people coming to the neighborhood, whether they live, work, or play here.
Mike, beyond having people who work at the anchor institutions move to the neighborhood, what else do you see in the next 5 to 10 years for the Near West Side?
Oh, I think Teddy kind of, you know, hit this perfectly, talking about we're gaining momentum, and people are, you know, I hear developers all the time that are buying properties because they're anticipating the growth. And so what you're going to see is you're going to have significant growth, you know, continue to happen. And I think, you know, I think we're already past a tipping point. You know, very rarely do I go a week or two without someone reaching out to me to know that they're interested in finding out more about what we're doing. And, you know, that has been accelerating. And so I think that, again, I tell students that are in school now, you know, 5 years from now, after you graduate, when you come back, not only Marquette going to look different, but the whole Near West Side is going to be different.
We're going to wrap up with a question we've asked all our guests so far. Mike, you can change your answer or you can go with the previous answer here. What is your favorite thing about Milwaukee?
Yeah. I'm going to say the people, and it's people like, you know, Teddy and Keith that are here with us today that, you know, it's a special place. Milwaukee's a special place. Marquette's a special university. And, I feel privileged to be here.
Keith, same question. Favorite thing about Milwaukee?
That's an excellent question. I would have to say, not to riff off of Dr. Lovell, but I would say the places. Milwaukee is absolutely amazing. Whether it's in Sherman Park, going to the Sherman Park, going to Anodyne in Bayview, spending time in the Near West Side. There are so many nooks and crannies where if you're really interested in urban life, in the urban experience, where you can have Thai food, Ethiopian food, Mexican food. I mean, Milwaukee is an amazing, diverse place for really to explore and to even taste.
Ted, same question. Favorite thing about Milwaukee?
Yeah, I would agree with both Mike and Keith. And I just think the natural resources here are really top notch. In addition to the brewery tours, we have Lake Michigan, which is just so amazing. And I just look at what's happening in the city, and I'm proud to call this community home. We love Milwaukee. Our family is committed. We love this community. We love the neighborhoods. We love the state of Wisconsin. And so we're excited about everything that's happening in the Near West Side and in the city of Milwaukee.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marquette in Milwaukee. More episodes of this and other Marquette podcasts can be found at marquette.edu/podcasts.